就请两位弟兄帮我们证道，我帮两弟兄欢迎。
好，谢谢四弟兄，这个他跟我欢迎，真是神，谢谢神给我这个机会。
啊，我就叫三高 for this opportunity。
因为在这个在家庭的聚会，我们需要时间的繁荣。
Because we got to make time to get this to have this family gathering.
所以呢，今天我们没有请到讲员。
That's why we don't have a special speaker tonight.
让我们教会自己来。
We're going to share among ourselves.
Okay. 先我们做一个简单的祷告。
Let's pray together.
耶稣基督。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我们真是感谢你带领。我们今天在这里庆祝你复生的一天。
We thank you for this day of your resurrection that we can come together to celebrate.
经过三天在地狱上。
Three days in the Hades.
你今天复活带给我们新的生命。
Your resurrection bring out new life.
我们看见今天在路上日出的时候。
As we see the sunrise,
我们充满希望。
We are filled with hope.
希望今天的话语。
We pray that today's sharing.
是从天上来赐给我们。
It's coming from you.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们将荣耀颂赞都归于我们的耶稣基督。
We glorify the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
这个今天的题目是复活的生命。
Today's topic is resurrected life.
刚才我们在约翰福音二十一章。
We just read John Gospel John chapter 21.
我们就看到一个复活的生命。
We see a version of a resurrected life.
耶稣受难复活是神救赎的大计划。
The suffering and the resurrection of Jesus Christ was part of God's plan.
是我们讲到这个救赎，
Every time we talk about salvation plan,
就要回到我们神这个创造。
We always go back to the beginning, the creation.
创世纪一章二十七节。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 27,
神造自己的形象造人。
God created man in His image.
先用尘土来做肉体。
He created man from the dust of the earth.
吹气以后就成了有灵魂的活人。
Breathe into them the nostril, the breath of life.
在一章三十一节。
In verse 31.
神看到一切所造的都甚好。
God see that everything He created was good.
所以中国人说人之初性本善。
That's why Chinese always say that on the beginning people are born good.
性情跟神很相近。
That our character are very similar to God. That's a godly power.
因为圣经说不只是在形象来造人。
Not only are we in God's image.
更且是像他样式来做。
We are created in His likeness.
所以我们的性情原来是跟神相似。
That's why our character are in some way similar to God.
神给我们人有自由的意志。
God grant us free will.
让我们尽心尽性的顺服神。
So that we can of our own will to love Him.
但是人选择了背义神。
But most of us chose to rebel against Him.
来顺从撒旦的引诱。
We submit to the temptation of Satan.
我们的魂跟肉体就失去了灵的引导。
Both our spirit and our soul lost the guidance of the God spirit.
人的堕落。
Therefore, the fall of man.
万物也因此失去了和谐。
And so all creation lost that harmony that God created.
罗马书五章十二节。
In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 12.
罪是从一个人进入世界。
Sin coming to the world through one person, one man.
于是死就临到众人。
Therefore, death come to all.
无论人何的宗教。
whether regardless of religion，
他的教导是怎么样可以脱离人生的苦海。
Also, almost all the religions try to tell us how to get out of this predicament.
但是人自然有罪。
But because of that sin of man,
顿顿福不能够自死来救自己。
We just cannot lift ourselves up by our own strength.
只有因为神爱世人。
Only because of God's love for us，
差遣他的独生儿子。
That He sent His one and only Son，
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ。
当我们还做罪人的时候
，Why we were yet sinners，
为我们钉在十字架而死
，He died for us on the cross，
代我们的罪
，to redeem our sin，
算我们有义
，to count us as righteous。
三天前我们庆祝，纪念耶稣基督的受难节。
Three days ago, we have a meeting in memory of Jesus' suffering。
耶稣在世界上。他是百分一百的人。
Jesus was 100% man。
因为假如不是人的话，他不能受难为我们代罪。
Because he is a man, he suffered just like man。
但是他是百分之一百的神。
Also he is also 100% God。
因为复活以后
，After the resurrection，
他才能够给我们。新所有世界的人新的生命。
That's why he had the power to give new life to all.
今天我们纪念耶稣基督的复活。
As we come to celebrate Jesus' resurrection.
同时是庆祝我们新生命的日子。
Also celebrate our own new life.
让我们就看看这个约翰福音二十一章。
From the Gospel of John chapter 21, let's study.
看到彼得。的旧的生命跟复活的生命的比较。
We see the contrast of Peter's old life and his new life.
让认识我们自己。
So that we can see ourselves in it.
彼得是一个非常刚强的人。
Peter is a very stubborn person.
是很有信心的人。
A man of faith.
什么事情都挺身而出。
He is willing to do and try many things.
当耶稣基督在受难的那天晚上预言跟门徒。
On the last supper, before Jesus suffering,
他被杀以后，你们都要跌倒。
Jesus said that all you will fall away because of me.
彼得说。
But Peter replied,
众人都会跌倒。
Maybe all of them will fall.
但我总不会跌倒。
But I will not fall away.
但是当耶稣基督被捉拿以后
，But after Jesus was captured,
这个门徒都没有希望了。
And the disciples are hopeless.
所以这耶稣基督说：“你三次不认主。”
Jesus said that three times you will deny me.
彼得就在那个时候。
Indeed, it happened to Peter.
他三次不认主。
Three times he denied Jesus Christ.
因为这个环境是没有希望的环境。
Because he was in such a hopeless situation.
让我们回来刚才我们念的经文。
Let's come back to chapter 21.
耶稣被杀以后。
After Jesus was crucified,
门徒都回归旧业。
They all go back to their old vocation.
鲍鱼的回声。
They go back to fishing.
忘记了耶稣的嘱咐。
They already forgot the blessing of Christ.
去使万民做门徒。
The mission that they should go and make all men his God Jesus' disciple.
人的老我没有死去，总是不能够跟环境的打击。
The old self can never stand up to the pressure in life.
今天我们念刚才的经文。
As we study this scripture today,
看到彼得在耶稣复活的新生命。
We see a new life of Peter.
这个二十一章开始的时候。
From the beginning of chapter 21.
自从这个耶稣离开世上， 复活。
After Jesus left them,
的回来就去再去就业打鱼。
They went back to fishing.
刚才我们看到第三节。
On verse 3,
这个第一个要回去做就业。
The first person to say that I'm going back to fishing
就是彼得
was Peter
忍到所有的弟兄回去做就业
so he influenced so he led all his brother to go back to fishing
圣经常常教导我们
the Bible always teach us
靠着我们自己的能力
by our own strength
甚至我们有专业的能力
even we are full of determination
在环境影响下
Under the pressure of our circumstance,
我们都会失败，都会跌倒。
We will always submit to it.
那夜他们回去打鱼。
That night, they decided to go back to fishing.
但是一条鱼都打不到。
However, they did not catch not a single fish.
看我们有这个专业的能力打鱼的专家，但是靠着自己。一条鱼都找不到。
Even though they are fishermen, they are experienced fishermen, they still they cannot catch one.
先前这个耶稣基督也对门徒出现了两次。
Jesus appeared to them twice before.
但是出现的时候是好像是耶稣是探访他们。
When Jesus appeared to them, he was like visiting them.
因为他们在家里。耶稣基督来看他们。
They were gathering in the house, and Jesus appeared to them.
跟三年以前门徒跟耶稣一同生活的情况，没有享受到这个情况。
Similar to when they were with Jesus.
Yeah, 但是当时是跟耶稣一起生活的。
They lived with Jesus for 3 years.
但是耶稣这次只是探访他们。
Now then, Jesus come back to visit them.
但是这一次在这个海边。
But in this encounter by the shore,
就可以好像是他们生活在一起。
They are back together.
所以他们所看到的是不一样的耶稣基督。
They see a different Jesus.
所以约翰一看见。那个主耶稣的时候
That's why when John said that when he saw Jesus
他说主啊
He said it is the Lord
哦彼得就满心的开心
By the way Peter was full of joy
因为这个主是复活的主
Because the Lord is the resurrected Lord
彼得等不到了
Peter cannot wait
他看到自己是切身的没有衣服的贴身的在水边
he took off his shirt and jumped into the water
他这个贴身就好像是我们肉身一个罪人
he's a bear just like we are a bear before God
但是他马上拿了一个袍子盖上
and right away he put on a coat
这个衣服就好像主的宝血给我们戒备。
That outer coat is just the covering that Jesus provides for us.
所以他等不及划船去海边，他就走去了。
He cannot wait to row the boat in. He jumped in.
这个是非常美好的景致。
This is a very touching scenery.
我们记得在耶稣基督呼召彼得的时候。
You remember when Jesus called Peter the first time?
彼得也是在打鱼。
Peter was fishing then.
那个时候他也是打不到鱼。
At that time, he also failed to catch any fish.
耶稣说：“你把网放到这个水深的地方。”
Jesus told him, "Why don't you cast the net to the other side?"
的水深的地方。
Where the deep water.
然后结果很多鱼。拉上来了
and they catch many fish.
彼得就很感动
Peter was amazed
他说这个主你离开我吧
he said leave me Lord
因为我是罪人
because I'm a sinful man
但是这一次
but this time
也是在打鱼
under the same circumstance
也是 看到耶稣说把你的网上放在右边。
Again, Jesus tell him to cast the net on the dead.
他就打了很多鱼。
And again, they catch many fish.
这次他不是说我是罪人，你请主离开。
This time he did not say, I'm a sinner, leave me.
但是他是追求的这个复活的主。
Instead, he jumped into the water to chase after Jesus.
这个是多美好的相比。
What a strong contrast.
我们知道这个耶稣基督还说把你们有没有找到食物。
Also Jesus asked him, you have any fish to eat?
他说带几条来吧。
He said bring some here.
OK, 这个我们有时候看圣经，每个人的心灵的感动不一样。
Very often when we read the scripture, we are touched in a very different way.
今天我是有一点感动。
Today I was moved.
我看到这个经文。
When I read this scripture,
耶稣说拿几条鱼来了吧。
Jesus said, "Come and bring some of the fish you have just caught."
这个是一个呼召。
This is a calling.
让我们知道这个。我们得到神的呼召。
But when we hear Jesus calling,
彼得就马上走去耶稣基督。
Right away, Peter responds.
这个几条鱼有没有吃的？耶稣说有没有吃的几条鱼
？Do you have some fish to eat?
就可以充饥的。
To fill their hunger.
可以在有意义的
something that will be good for them,
可以我们来服侍主
something that they can use to serve Jesus.
我们今天
today,
我们是来怎么样回应主的呼召了？
How are we going to respond to Jesus' calling?
我们是说我们是罪人，主离开我吧。
Our response is that Lord God, we are sinners, leave us.
或者是说我们赶不及的披上外袍。
Or maybe you want to be like Peter, quickly put on your outer coat.
走奔向那个耶稣基督。
Jump into the water after Jesus.
这个哥林多前书说
In the first Corinthians,
这个是如今存在的有信有望有爱。
But 3 Corinthians say that there is love, there is hope,
and I.
And love.
我们是靠着自己的能力，信任我们自己能力吗？
Are we still depending on our own strength?
信任我们将来的靠着自己的暂时的盼望吗？
Are we still depending on that temporary hope?
或者是我们就这个有暂时对人的爱
or that transient love that we have?
还是我们今天靠着永生神的盼望
or are we leaning on that eternal hope that God gave us?
基在复活的信相信复活的主。
Put our trust on that resurrected Jesus.
这个在二十一章最后继续下去。
At the end of chapter 21.
这个耶稣基督来建立彼得。
Jesus come and build up Peter.
他说你爱不爱我？
Jesus asked him, Do you love me?
三次，
你
爱我吗？
Do you love me more than this?
耶稣这个彼得说我爱你。
Peter replied, Lord, you know I love you.
耶稣基督要他去喂养他的门他的弟兄来这个建造他的弟兄。
And then Jesus told him to feed his sheep and build up his brother.
所以今天我们的经文希望大家在审查自己。
I want to use this scripture to encourage every one of us.
我们在复活的主面前。
As we stand before the resurrected Lord,
先爱主。
We want to love him first.
再用 大能的主的爱。
And then use the love that we have from Him.
来爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
To also love our brothers.
谢谢大家，让我们做一个简单的祷告。
Let us pray.
恩主，谢谢你的复活的大能。
Gracious Lord, we thank you for the resurrection power.
让我们今天来享受你的救恩跟希望。
Now we can receive your grace and salvation and have hope.
我不知道今天在座的有没有还没有接受耶稣基督的。
Are there any one of you that have not yet received Jesus Christ?
但是我们希望。
I want to reach out to you.
And你也能够接受神的爱。
That today you will make a decision for Jesus.
所以今天我们特别有一个呼召。
I want to have a calling for you.
假如你觉得我们的生命是基于我们自己的能力的话。
If you are still depending on your own strength.
我们在环境中都会跌倒。
We will fall, will be unfair in our circumstances.
在这个特别的日子，
in this special day,
你会反省来接受神的爱吗？
I want you to think of Jesus' love and receive Him.
假如你有这个愿意的心的话，
if you are willing,
请你把你的手举起。
Raise your hand if you want to accept Christ today as your Savior.
让我们在耶稣基督面前来高兴地感谢神。
So today that we would celebrate for you.
有这一位吗？因为我们真的靠着自己，很多患难我们都不能解决。
Because by our own strength, we cannot put up with a lot of encounters in life.
靠着永生的神。
We want to come to the eternal God.
我们有盼望。
There we will find hope.
把我们的一切都交给他。
That we can trust Him.
有这一位今天能够接受这个机会来接受神吗？
Anybody else who want to receive Christ as your Lord today?
感谢主。
We thank God.
我们在这个美好的天气，
In this beautiful weather,
我们能够享受神的爱。
We can enjoy God's blessing.
明天太阳还会出来。
Tomorrow will be a new day.
但是你是掌管明天的神。
Also the God who holds tomorrow.
我们把一切的仰望都交给你。
We trust in you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.